Getting there on time just isn't good enough. Traffic and weather on the 10s with Wills and Snyder in the morning on WTAM 1100, Cleveland's news radio.
Mike Snyder with more from last night's big award show in downtown Cleveland coming up. And Cavs, speaking of downtown, be at the Q tonight, taking on the Magic. Sports on the way. Wills Ways to Save, everybody. Matt Granite, Channel 3's Morning News, checks in first. Good morning, pal.
Good morning, Bill.
You've got a camera deal for me today, huh?
20-day battery life.
Wow, I love it so far. Tell me about it.
When does that ever happen? 20 days, one charge, and you get 20 days of HD video recording. And I'm so excited because this is a camera a lot of our listeners have seen before. You've seen the footage. You just didn't know this existed the way it does. One of the other gadgets I brought back from the Consumer Electronics Show back in Vegas, where I was presenting last week, is a beautiful handheld HD camera, which is weatherproof, waterproof, you mount it outside, bring it to sporting events, use it to capture the beautiful sky footage that you see. Have you ever seen good time-lapse photography, Bill?
It's beautiful to see, and it's just something you cannot do on a smartphone at that quality, can you?
That's exactly. Yeah. If your smartphone is even equipped for something like that, you've got battery issues. Yeah, good luck. You'll get 2 hours of time-lapse if you're lucky. And it's nothing you can replicate with a GoPro or many other competing devices. So this is at its core a beautiful HD camera, which also has the most phenomenal time-lapse point-and-shoot footage. And if any of our wonderful listeners want to take a look at this, and I know a lot of the Wills Ways to Save listeners have made requests for this around the holidays, and I'm sorry I just couldn't find a price as good as this, WTAM.com, keyword save. What I did, Bill, is I simply put this on a roof for the day and came back. Actually, I came back 3 days later, and the footage was absolutely astounding. It'll Wi-Fi stream your smartphone. You can control it with an app or just use it from the device itself. It's a $300 time-lapse HD camera that I found for $99 today, top-rated. Again, one charge gives you 20-day battery life.
$300, still a good deal for that kind of quality, but at $99, that's a wow. So, yeah, great reason to add a camera, especially if you got a... Hey, you got something special coming up. It's graduation year for somebody special. Look, the smartphone's one thing. Do some quality pictures this year. Right, man?
I couldn't agree more. Your smartphone is built for calls and apps, but if you want to produce National Geographic video quality, I'm telling you, this is amazing.
All right, tomorrow you got something for the road force? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, all the road warriors, the commuters, and a way to keep those kids quiet in the backseat.
Great camera deal today, WTAM.com, keyword save. Watch Granite on 3 this morning. Back here same time tomorrow with that keep the kids quiet in the backseat thing. Matt, thanks. Have a great day.
Awesome.
Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Your mic on now? Everything's plugged
in? I think we've got it worked out here. Hey, there it is.
The Triv people have to unplug mics in the afternoon because they have their own microphone.
Yes, that's true, people.
This station, this company's all about them. We're in FM support and Triv support here.
Yes, we are.
Now that you have your microphone plugged in, is your computer on, everything else
Everything else seems to be working.
Mike, sports mornings at 15 and 45 past. Here's Mike.
Bill, it was quite a night of the Cleveland Sports Awards, putting really 2017 to rest. The best sports moment was the Indians' 22-game win streak. Cy Young winner Corey Kluber won the Pro Athlete of the Year. Terry Francona, on behalf of the organization, put it this way.
First, I'd like to thank the Cleveland Sports Commission for honoring not just our streak and our team, but for honoring Corey Kluber tonight.
Always good to hear Tito. Of course, the Tribe with Tribe Fest coming up this weekend. A lot of baseball talk. We'll have much more throughout the day. And, of course, the Drunas Ilgauskas getting the Lifetime Achievement Award. He shared a story how several years before LeBron arrived, Gordon Gund had called him to say, Z, we can make a trade and send you to a very good Detroit team. We think you deserve a chance to win. We're still really trying to figure things out. And Z paused, and Gordon said, well, I'll call you back in an hour. And he did, and Z said, no, I want to stay with the Cavaliers. And Z said last night,
that I stayed because of you guys, because of people.
Yeah, he really loves Northeast Ohio. Now, the present-day Cavaliers are dealing with their own issues now, and LeBron terming this season a difficult one.
It's been very challenging, just from the simple fact of how many guys have been in and out. This is a difficult, year for our team. Seems like I say that every year, but this one has been much, even more challenging, with you know, with everybody that's been out and coming back in and the rotations and things of that nature has been very challenging on our team.
Well, the Cavaliers are back in action tonight, 7 o'clock tip. They'll take on the Orlando Magic. Derrick Rose was able to practice yesterday, and he may see his first action in a while, really since back at the beginning of the season. So Rose possibly available tonight. He says he, whatever role is he's willing to do, he just wants to hoop. Well, as disappointing as the Browns' winless season was, it hurts so bad to see Joe Thomas go down, the Iron Man, with his consecutive game and snap streak ending with that torn triceps muscle. Joe was one of the presenters last night at the Sports Awards, and we spoke with him and asked him how he is coming along.
Doing good. I actually had a doctor's appointment yesterday with Dr. Voos from the University Hospitals who did my surgery, and he gave me the thumbs up to kind of accelerate my rehab a little bit and kind of take it to the next level. So I'm really excited about that. I've been sort of chomping at the bit to really work on that rehab pretty hard, but with a tendon injury, you got to really take your time and kind of take it slow.
Well, it was just a wonderful evening. David Gilbert, the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission, what a great job they do every year. And everyone, I think, had a great time last night. Some just great stories among the amateur athletes as well. We'll get into some of those, too, as well throughout the morning. Also, speaking of Joe, coming up at 5:45. So, is he going to play next year? Well, we'll hear what he has to say about that coming up. Home of the Indians and the Cavs, Mike Snyder, News Radio, WTAM 1100.
Is the White House afraid of what Steve Bannon might say in these interviews?
Not that I'm aware of.
That was yesterday, the briefing with Sarah Huckabee, the spokesperson for the president. Our Bill Zimfer on this story this morning. Yes, there are a couple of reports. Bannon might be cooperating with Robert Mueller on this investigation. Bill, good morning. What do we know here?
Well, we are learning more and more about exactly what happened, Bill, with Steve Bannon. He appeared before the House Intelligence Committee for 10 hours on Tuesday. Turned out a lot of that time was jockeying for position after Bannon refused to answer questions about his time in the White House or during the transition time, citing executive privilege, which is a whole nother legal battle. But we now know that he will be talking to the Mueller investigation. He was presented with a grand jury subpoena, but has reached an agreement he will not appear before a grand jury, but will speak directly to the Mueller investigation. He may also go back before the House Intelligence Committee to answer questions after they presented him with a subpoena. So interesting back and forth going on here. And in the middle of all this, another former campaign manager for Trump, Corey Lewandowski, was before the House Intelligence Committee yesterday, and he refused to answer questions. But this time he said he just was not prepared to answer questions from the time period after he was the campaign manager for Trump. So it is going to get very interesting again. And Bannon has said, and his representatives have said, Bill, he will answer all questions from the Mueller investigation.
Subpoenas do help to move things along, especially in Washington, don't they, Bill?
Absolutely. They have a tendency to make people want to talk when they normally won't.
All right, Bill Zimfer following it for us this morning on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome, Bill.
A lot of this, of course, started with this book, Fire and Fury, or at least moved the story along. And the company that tracks retail book sales says that Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury, sold more than 190,000 hardcover copies last week. The combined sales so far with a hardcover, e-book, audio books, about 500,000 copies of that thing has been sold so far. A lot of people have been picking it apart as far as some things that aren't factual, but it keeps moving the story along when it comes to President Trump. Meanwhile, President Trump and politics. Alex Castellanos with me on News Radio WTAM 1100. Trump and how he's doing as far as the country goes. Approval numbers all over the place, depending on which poll you want to look at. You look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, pretty good approval number. Record level yesterday, about 26,000. Alex, a lot of different numbers to look at as far as just can Trump continue to move the country along?
Americans not only think we have a better economy, they think we have a different economy. It's just that much better. Things are going right. For the first time in 11 years, more than half of Americans are saying our economy is good or excellent, and 40% are expecting the economy to be even better next year. Big news, that affects everything, especially politics.
The daily poll, I would note, to me, is sometimes just the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and what right. A record it had last year as well as this year. Plus, I've seen even some small business surveys out where there's more of a positive number now than we've seen in maybe 15, 20 years.
America has been infected by economic optimism. We think the sun is going to continue to come up. You know, this has always been the land of endless promise and limitless frontiers. That's what being an American is all about, that tomorrow's going to be better, that your children will do better. Well, that kind of optimism is back again. We're Washington may not be able to get the job done, but Americans think they can get the job done. So that's good news for all of us, but not necessarily for Republicans in Washington.
That drama and media drama that plays out on, as Rush would say, with different stories, the economy is, it looks like it's totally put aside then. I mean, they, you know, whether it's DACA or what Trump is saying, that seems to be the news cycle.
That's the news cycle. Well, one thing that happens, though, is that when Americans are willing to put up with a lot of political stress, if the economy's not going great, if the country's in trouble, well, we need Donald Trump maybe to turn things around. But what happens if things start going right? That's kind of dangerous. Why do you need to put up with all of Donald Trump's stress then? That we may have a better economy, but it may not help Republicans in 2018.
Interesting look ahead from Alex Castellanos. Thanks, Alex.
Good to be with you, Bill.
Late yesterday, President Trump finally handed out the Fake News Award. Six organizations walked away with awards. President Trump, with his showmanship, finally putting these things up online. It took a while, I guess, to get them posted, and the website crashed a couple times. CNN, The New York Times, Washington Post, ABC News, Newsweek, Time Magazine all walked away with Fake News Awards from President Trump last night. I'm sure Rush will have his take on the Fake News Awards and the rest of what's going on. Rush Limbaugh follows the news at noon today. WTAM 1100. News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Good morning. A couple of events going on you might want to get involved with. Get out of the house and check out, especially if you like beer. Our buddy Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer. Cleveland.com writes on some beer, restaurants, sports, culture. Great follow on Twitter, too, at mbona30. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
Good, buddy. Okay, take me through a couple of stories here. First of all, The Butcher and the Brewer, what an interesting place, first of all, to enjoy an afternoon or a night out, right?
Yeah, right in the heart of the whole East 4th District. They have an annual beer event that I absolutely love. Several years ago, their former brewer, Eric Anderson, now the one of the part of the brain trust behind Saucy Brew Works, he had a real penchant for punny titles and pop culture references. He created Stout It Out Loud. I love that reference off the Kiss song title from years ago.
Sure.
And this really focuses on, I also like, as we've talked before, I like fest and beer events that have a specific focus. This is about stouts. It's about stouts and oysters. Now, as I've said before, oysters are an incredible pairing with beer. I don't know what it is, but they just go really well, and this is a great marriage to celebrate. So the current brewer, John McGrory, has kept this going. Looks fantastic. All Ohio breweries, they've actually expanded it out. There may be a few other beers in there other than just stouts, and I really like the fact that there's multiple ticket packages here involved. You can get all sorts of different options, from number of beer tickets to number of oysters, and it looks like a lot of fun. I'd like to. This is one of those events that I would like to go to and not have to cover and just enjoy myself for an afternoon. It's going to be on Saturday, February 17th, right over on East 4th Street at Butcher and the Brewer. Looks like a good one.
Noon to 4 o'clock. Sounds like fun. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with us. Okay, another one here. Great Lakes Brewing has a barrel-aged blackout stout on the market, huh?
Yeah, you know, it used to be that, you know, a big special beer would be released to little fanfare, and then it became there, you know, a little bit more hoopla went around it, and then we have, you know, things have grown into, Great Lakes having the huge Christmas ale party.
Right.
Well, they have multiple release parties throughout the year, and they've really elevated it to another notch with the barrel-aged blackout stout. So they had the release for the barrel-aged Christmas ale, then they had a release for blackout stout. Now the barrel-aged version is coming out, and they're going to do it over a two-day party in February. February 7th and 8th, there's going to be a session each night. You pay $65 for the party, and you get music, light hors d'oeuvres, there's a valet. You have a chance to buy up to 4 bottles of this year's barrel-aged blackout stout, $18 a pop. But the really neat thing is, for people who get into beer, you're going to be able to taste past vintages, if you will, of various beers that can be laid down. Now, good imperial stouts, big beers, can be cellared like wine. Okay. So you'll have a chance to have 5-ounce pours of the 2018 Blackout Stout this year's, as well as the 2014 Blackout Stout. So you, and you'll have several others there as well. There's a Rum Rackhouse Ale from last year. There's this year's Rum Blackout Stout. It looks like a lot of fun. And then on the third day, it's going to be open for sales. The bottle sales will be open to the public. So Great Lakes does a lot with their special releases. They really have a party for everything, and it's just a lot of fun.
Mark, let me get you out here on a couple items from your beer calendar at cleveland.com. I want to mention for a little charity next Tuesday, Platform Beer. Tell me about this one first.
Yeah, you know, our beer calendar has really grown over the last couple of years. There's a lot of events flying in, and I think it's because we're now officially out of the holidays. And last week, I really added a lot of events to this week's calendar. So I'm going to just pick on two that I think are interesting. As you and I have mentioned on multiple times, brewers are very generous people. Breweries are very generous and very giving. There's a couple that have philanthropy in mind. So Platform Beer Company, a little over a month ago, started up their Charitable Tuesday, their Nonprofit Tuesday. Every Tuesday, they choose a different beneficiary, local in Cleveland, and a dollar of every beer sold or their cider is going to be donated. So Tuesday, January 23rd, Countryside Conservancy is going to be the beneficiary. So I think that's just kind of a neat thing. If you're out and about and you want a beer, you can do a little bit of good with your money.
Okay, Platform, that's coming up next Tuesday, the 23rd. Hey, Mark, also one more here while I got you. In February, on a February 15th, Masthead, tell me about what they're doing.
Yeah, they also are doing a little philanthropic endeavor. They're going to donate a dollar of every beer purchased to the Westside Catholic Center programs. And, you know, I really appreciate the fact that any brewer would be interested in donating. Masthead is right around the year anniversary mark. The very first thing they did was donate money a year ago, January of 2017, to the family of Officer David Fahey, who was killed in the line of duty. And now they're back with another donation effort. So they're going to be donating a dollar for Westside Catholic Center programs at 6 p.m. Thursday, February 15th.
Fantastic. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Most of the items we've been talking about, you can see at cleveland.com, and follow him on Twitter, too, at mbona30. Good info, as always. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you. Ben.
News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Rick Senior is with me from faircompare.com. We talk a little airline travel. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Before I ask you about a couple of possible deals, a couple of stories. We're in this, you know, smartphone, everybody videos something world nowadays. Almost every day there's some story about a passenger on some airline. You know, some of these things make sense because they're pretty violent or, you know, odd activity, if you will. But there's other things we're seeing now where people are getting kicked off planes too, right, Rick?
There's many things that will get you kicked off a plane. And when you have 2 million passengers that fly each day, all it takes is a handful to actually do it. And the zero tolerance thing that will get you kicked off immediately is any joking about weapons, bombs, terrorism. That's zero tolerance. On the flip side, flight attendants are the judge and jury in many cases of things like drinking and free speech. Now, free speech includes verbal stuff that's said as well as what's written on your clothing. We've seen a lot of people with different things on their clothing or clothing that's too short or more revealing having kicked off planes. We've also seen issues around body odor, for example. Even more recently, we've had a few people kicked off because of service animals. They're much more popular on aircraft today. A year and a half ago, there was a 300-pound service pig, and its owner got kicked off a plane because the pig was running up and down the aisles during the actual flight.
Oh, geez.
Kids kicking seat backs, filthy lavatory or doing stuff at the lavatory. There's a ton of things that'll get you kicked off. Most of them are common sense. But just remember, the captain and the flight attendants are the judge and jury. Even if you think it's not a big deal, if they do, it doesn't matter.
You know, just a word about flight attendants. And if you're a flight attendant, I tip my hat to you. Look, it's kind of them to serve us a drink, but that's not specifically why they're there. They're there to keep us safe and to make sure the flight goes okay, right?
They're very well trained. I've been on at least two flights where essentially the flight attendant saved somebody's life that was having a heart attack, for example.
Wow.
And they actually diverted the aircrafts and were able to get the person off the plane and later on to find out that they actually made it. So they're there for your safety. the safety of the passengers, and they're very well trained at what they do. And all these issues that come up, don't take matters into your own hand. Let the flight attendants, they're very well trained.
I always think when you get on a plane, it's a cross-section of society, and everybody is a bit stressed nowadays, so if something can play out once in a while, it's normally not good at 30,000 feet, too. So,
exactly. Yeah, it's a thin metal tube with 2 million people on it each day. There's going to be issues from time to time.
All right, let's get on a tube and get out of here. Take me south or west, somewhere warmer. You seen anything good?
Yeah, so there's still really good deals outside of President's Day weekend when we see prices jump up, and that's in mid-February. But you have down south, Miami, Fort Myers, one-stop flights to both those locations under $130 round trip. Also Orlando at $131, just slightly above that. That's about 10% below the same time last year. If you want to go out west, you also have some flights to Los Angeles, one of the ultra-low-cost airlines at $110 round trip. The other one around $180. That's a good deal as well. So you've also got Vancouver and Seattle at $270. Last year they were at about $380. Interesting place to visit, especially in the wintertime if you want to do some skiing up in Vancouver, for example.
Yeah.
And so some really pretty good deals. And that goes all the way up until sort of the second week in March where we've seen spring break rates start to kick in.
Got you. And that's when they know we're all looking to travel, so be aware. Okay.
Exactly, yeah, especially on the weekends. So if you can avoid the weekends during March, like instead of, you know, going Saturday to Saturday or Sunday to Sunday, you can save up to 20% by going, for example, Monday to Saturday or Tuesday to Sunday, for example.
Rick Cini, he is at faircompared.com. Good info. Rick, thanks much.
Hey, take care, Bill.
Well, good morning, Bill. What we know is that Apple kind of goofed up. They admitted last month that they slow down older iPhones. Once they're about 2 years old, they slow them down deliberately to try to save the phone. Well, people went ballistic over that, and they said this is an outrage. And so Apple said, okay, we will let you replace the battery in your older iPhone that's a year and a half to 2 years old.
Right.
Well, you can replace it $29. We'll do it for $29, brand new battery. That'll give you another year on your iPhone. And so people are trying that, but now the question is it worth it, or are you just wasting $29, or are you wasting your time?
What's your take on it?
My take is it's worth it if your phone is getting old and it's slow, and especially if, and I have this problem with my phone, especially if it starts losing its charge by about 2 in the afternoon. That is a pain, you know, Bill. You're out running around, and suddenly you're on low battery at 2:30 in the afternoon. If you're in that situation before, you know, upping another $500 for a new phone, I would check that out. You can go to the Apple store, make an appointment. They are backlogged. There are some authorized repair shops that will do it for $29. Or you can ship it to Apple. But, Bill, I don't know about you. I'm not going to send my phone away for a week.
I agree. And, John, you touched on something I want to follow up on, too. You know, a lot of times when it comes to the phone, you look at just getting a new one. Now, they've got them priced different now, and they're really expensive. So you also have to compare $29 versus maybe trying out and seeing what the money is for a new phone, right?
Exactly. Yeah. A new phone is going to run you at least $500. You know, you put it in the monthly bill, but it's still expensive.
Sure.
And I think for that reason, it's well worth, if your battery is running low, to contact Apple, the Apple store, or find a reseller who will replace it for $29. Just make sure it's an authorized repair shop that'll do it, because some others might charge you $200, and you don't want to do that.
Good story. Good info. John Matarese. More at news5cleveland.com. Thanks, John.
It's great talking to you, Bill. Thanks so much.
Let's talk some music. And some young rock and roll acts that maybe one day will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The 2018 Tri-C High School Rock Off, Road to the Rock Hall, begins with the Rock Off presented by PNC. And our buddy Barry Gable at Live Nation has so much to do with this. One of his passions, of course, seeing great people and just enjoy the stage experience. Barry, how are you, partner? A belated Happy New Year, by the way.
I'm doing great, and the same to you. And while we're sitting here and it's 16 degrees, we're already thinking about Blossom Music Center as well, which is fantastic.
I'm playing some Dave Matthews because he's announced June as a part of his tour. That's tremendous. June 2nd at Blossom, right?
That is correct, and he'll be out there. Tickets for that show aren't going to go on sale till February 2nd, but he's got a brand new album out. And last year he played just with Tim Reynolds, and this year he's got the full band back together, and he'll be out at Blossom on Saturday, June 2nd. And that should be a fun time. He's got a brand new album that's coming out as well.
Big announcement from Zach Brown, too. The Down the Rabbit Hole Live Tour. They'll hit Blossom August 2nd, I believe. Those tickets go on sale this Friday, I think.
That's correct. On sale tomorrow, and that's expected to be a tremendous show. He also, for our friends that like to travel, he's going to play down in Cincinnati as well. And it's going to be at the Great American Ballpark with a big show down there. So that'll be a lot of fun as well.
Jack White, solo tour comes to town June 6th, Jacobs Pavilion. And before we get to the Rock Off, typical Barry Gable, we're talking off the air and we're going over these acts. He goes, oh, yeah, Bill, and you forgot the Doobie Brothers with Steely Dan, too, right?
That's right. The Summer of Living Dangerously went on sale last week for that show. Having that show with both of those members being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Saturday, June 23rd, that's going to be a great party. The Doobies have performed out there before. Of course, this is the first tour that Donald is out without his cohort in crime, Walter Becker.
Right.
He'll have a great show, and I'm sure he'll be applauding his partner in crime. But that's the Summer of Living Dangerously at a Blossom Center. And the tickets are on sale already for that one, so get out there and get those tickets.
Good stuff.
And Justin Timberlake indoors, he's going to be going on sale on Monday, and that show is going to be amazing, Saturday, March 31st. I know there's a pre-sale going on right now with the Amex, with American Express.
Yeah.
That show is going to be amazing.
He, of course, got the halftime gig again for the Super Bowl, too.
That's correct.
Barry Gable, LiveNation.com. A lot of the stuff we're talking about is up on their site. Okay, you also have a passion just to see young people enjoy the stage experience, which leads me into our 22nd annual, Barry, 22nd annual Tri-C High School Rock Off. Big thanks to PNC Bank on this.
That's correct. You know, I'm starting to think that some of the bands that are playing, their parents played in this thing. which is really great. We started this event, like you said, 22 years ago at the Odeon. Then we moved it to the House of Blues. And now we found pretty much a great permanent home and partnership with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this year we've got 51 bands playing, 214 participants from 84 high schools. We have 8 bands from out of state, and we have 5 states being represented. So we're really expecting a great opportunity. Basically what this is it's a battle of the bands kind of competition, but it's not your normal battle of the bands. So each week, 10 or 12 bands will take the stage at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they want to qualify. 3 bands want to move out of the semifinal rounds into the what we call final exam, where the grand prize winners will get a chance to win $1,000, be crowned the best band in the land, and also get an invitation to perform at the Warped Tour out at Blossom in July. And what the kids are going to find out right now is that the founder and creator of the Warped Tour, Kevin Lyman,
yeah,
he's going to be one of our judges that night.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that's really cool. Plus, on top of that, this is the first year PNC is participating, and part of their new voices in rock, they are going to give all of the seniors that are performing in the Rock Off the opportunity to apply for scholarships over at the Tri-C Creative Arts Program if they want to study there. And it's the scholarships could be up to $2,000 in value, and all you need to do is just log on to therockhall.com /rockoff as a senior. And they'll hear more about it when they come down to the event. But that's where you can get tickets as well at therockhall.com/rockoff. And like you said, I am really passionate about this. Yeah, we do this event to identify great talent and give them an opportunity to perform in a professional setting. But it really is a conduit to not only get on stage and play in the shadows of the legendary performers in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it gives you a sample to play in the professional opportunity to hear about how to put your press kit together, to talk to club bookers, to be involved in the marketing side, to be involved in the promotion side, and really get a glimpse of what it takes to be in the business.
Fantastic experience. I think Paul Clark, the PNC regional president, said it best. Arts and music transcend boundaries and bring people together in unique ways. And that's what the Tri-C Rock Off is all about. Barry Gable, Live Nation. Pal, thanks for your time. We look forward to a great summer, too, of music out of Blossom. Thanks, bud.
You got it. Happy New Year.
AM 1100. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. John Michael joins us this morning. He'll call the Cavs Magic game, 7 o'clock. From the Cue, brought to you by Levin Furniture, the preferred home furniture and mattress supplier to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Hi, John.
Good morning, guys.
I asked Snipes, was John at the Sports Awards? Because Mike was broadcasting. I was sitting at home listening. And on Twitter was blowing up with pictures of Fred McLeod and Beth as they were entering last night. And John, you were there, but I didn't see any pictures.
Yeah, we kind of kept it low-key.
Come on, John.
We enjoyed ourselves, and that was that. It was nice.
John's
we loved
like,
that event.
John, you're like me. When you go in those events, they kind of wave you through, you know, and then Fred comes along. All right, everybody stop. Let's get a picture. Fred McLeod is here. Fred, look this way. Look Fred had a nice suit on last night. Beth had her wine dried. It was all over the place.
Yeah, the Michaels just, like I said, we prefer the low-key route. We just enjoyed ourselves and enjoyed the outing.
Well, that's nice.
Well, hey, fun night last night, and we've been playing some of the cuts of Z throughout the morning. The nice recognition, John.
Yeah, it was wonderful, and it was nice to see Austin Campy present that award to Z, and I like that he joked. He goes, I'm only 42 years old, and you guys are giving me a lifetime achievement award like I have nothing left to do with the rest of my life. But, yeah, it was special, and to see all the clips of Z, and just to remember what he went through, you know, what a rough injury it was and all that he had to overcome and have such a special career with the Cavaliers. I love that event. The Cleveland Sports Awards, I think, are great, and to have Z honored on that night, to me, made it even more special.
And John, even for LeBron yesterday to talk about Z, you kind of brightened his day, because right now, no one's in a really good mood right now as far as the Cavaliers are concerned, are they?
You're right, Michael. I mean, it's bounce-back mode time for the Cavs. You'd love to get healthy against Orlando tonight, a team, by the way, that's played the Cavs really well twice. They beat the Cavaliers in October in here in Cleveland, and then the Cavs had a dandy with them down there in Orlando, a high-scoring affair that the Cavs were able to eke out at the end of the ball game. So, yeah, you'd love to see them bounce back. They have a real nice game coming up, a matinee on Saturday, with a good Oklahoma City team, a team that obviously we don't get to see a lot, and a team that's drawing a lot of attention for obvious reasons around the NBA, so that should be fun as well. And man, you'd love to see the Cavs get back in the win column tonight, take out Orlando, and get ready for the Thunder this weekend.
Yeah, and it's not a given, as you mentioned, the last game at Orlando, Cavs gave up 40 in the fourth quarter. Orlando just beat a team that beat the Cavs by 28 last week, so they need to bring their A game. We're hearing now Derrick Rose might see some action tonight. What's the latest on him?
I'm with you, Michael. I'm still waiting to hear word as well. We're going to find out more at shoot around in just a couple of minutes, actually, when the Cavs get ready to go. Derek's been on his way back. I mean, he continues to go through drills, more and more activity. I think he's hungry to get back on the floor. I mean, obviously, it's been a couple of weeks now, so I know he's getting closer and closer. They're probably, the way it usually works, Michael, is they'll make a decision this morning, see how he feels, see how his body responds when he's done going through shoot around. And like I said, we're going to find out in about an hour or so.
Guys, there's been some chirping and some absolute fighting on the court. The guard for the Magic was involved in something the other
night. Aaron Aflalo.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on in the league right now, guys. John?
Yeah, they had the whole locker room incident. The Rockets were trying to get into the Clippers locker room. And
right.
Obviously, Chris Paul, who was a Clipper for a long time, apparently knew a secret passage to get back there, and that's how they got back to the locker room. That's what the report said anyway. So, the tempers are rising, apparently, across the NBA. I mean, these are kind of the dog days. You know, when you talk about the baseball dog days of August, these are the dog days of basketball when you're coming toward that All-Star break and everything else. You're playing a lot of games here in January. So, hey, tempers are rising, and that's the way it is right now around the NBA.
Even a cold shower helps a team every once in a while. John Michael on your Cavaliers this morning. Our Cavs now tonight, 6 o'clock with Glenn Forbes. Snipes follows with a tip-off show, and 7 o'clock, you and Jim Jones will call it from the Q Cavs Magic. John Michael on WTAM 1100, home of the Cavaliers. John, thanks much. Have a good day.
All right, guys. Take care.